A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 94 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Infectious disease doctors across the state are discussing the potential impact COVID-19 could have on students as they return to the classrooms this fall. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports even with months of data, doctors say there are still a lot of remaining unknowns.
Doctors with UVU Health say data was initially indicating that younger children were less likely to spread the disease, but recently it's been discovered that they can in fact be responsible for super spreader events.
Health officials add that the ventilation systems in school will be important to ensure the safety of everyone inside, teachers, the kids. Some school districts in Utah are now less than 2 weeks away from starting the academic year. Meantime, a rally is set to start in 30 minutes by teachers in the Granite School District, concerned about safety plans as they head back to school. Granite Education Association President Michael McDonough says they're starting to meet now.
The large majority are concerned about safety. We've heard from some teachers that are resigning or taking a leave of absence or retiring early over those concerns.
The Granite School Board will be meeting tonight, 5 o'clock, to discuss what they can do to help keep teachers and students safe. Right now, the plan is to have students back in class every day. Now, more of our top stories. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Strong winds suspected to be the cause of 3 hot air balloon crashes near Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Pilot and KSL reporter Joe Davis told Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry that what happened must have been a big shock.
The best time to do it, which these people did morning ride as well, and the weather is typically best because you don't really have wind. Wind comes from the uneven heating of the earth. So through the daytime, that happens, and you get afternoons that can be pretty unpredictable, but in the morning it's pretty calm. Apparently in this particular case, for these folks, this was, you know, something that hit them kind of out of nowhere.
The Teton County Sheriff says the 3 balloons all went down in the same 1/3 of a mile area. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says he agrees with the changes to the use of force policy. Also on Live Mike, Brown says the changes were looked at from both the mayor's office and his side.
We've been talking back and forth for probably for the last month or so. But we have independently been looking at ways that we can change internally.
Brown says he's been chatting with police groups about potential policy change, and law enforcement across the country has been looking at these issues for a while. Brown says he'll be reaching out to his own officers in the coming weeks for their reactions to the changes here. The U.S. approaching 5 million confirmed COVID cases, and several states are dealing with spikes. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Mississippi is the latest state to issue a statewide mask mandate. Governor Tate Reeves also announcing delays for the start of school in certain hotspot counties.
We need to wear a mask. We need to properly socially distance. We need to make sure that we look out for ourselves and we look out for our neighbors.
Texas is also under a spike in COVID cases and is now opening a satellite COVID medical facility in a convention center south of San Antonio. Governor Greg Abbott says the facility will ensure Texans can get help when hospitals become overwhelmed.
One of the strategies to achieve the insurance of care for everybody who needs care is opening up facilities like this.
California and Arizona are starting to see a decline in cases. Arizona reporting today 1,008 new cases, a number lower than nearly all the daily case reports from June and July. President Trump this hour reacting to a massive deadly explosion in Beirut.
Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. We have a very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help. It looks like a terrible attack.
The explosion flattened much of the port, damaging buildings across the capital and sending a giant mushroom cloud into the sky. More than 70 people were killed, more than 3,000 injured, with bodies buried in the rubble. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The case against Chad Daybell is moving forward. A judge has ruled there is enough evidence against Daybell to bind him over for trial in connection with the deaths of J.J. Vallo and Tylee Ryan. So far, he's charged with concealing and conspiring to conceal evidence in the case. During the second day of the preliminary hearing, prosecutors released a phone call from Lori Daybell to Chad as investigators were looking for the children's bodies on his property.
I love you. Should I try to call you later?
I don't know. I don't know. You can try.
Forensics investigators say Daybell sent a text message to his now-deceased wife saying he shot a raccoon and buried it. That message was sent the day after Tylee was last seen alive. Utah's former congresswoman is adding her name to the list of Republicans who do not agree with President Trump's suggestion to move the election. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Mia Love, now a CNN commentator, calling the president's suggestion insane.
To delay an election and to actually go out and say that it's going to be fraudulent, it's not going to work. I think that the president should really work on just getting the economy back in order.
Love says the president is poisoning the well of the elections instead of focusing on the economy.
Do the job that you're supposed to do. Don't worry about the election.
She is the latest of several of Utah's top Republicans who have come out against the idea of delaying the election. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. KSL News time is 4:36.
How about a quick check on traffic? Ricky Meese, what are you seeing?
Well, 33rd South, the lights have been just a mess and creating trouble in traffic at the I-15 overpass. If you're traveling in South Salt Lake, this is the spot you just want to avoid. The traffic lights have people coming and going and trying to get through that intersection as carefully as possible, but it's a mess. Again, that's 33rd South, all directions at the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on KSL, are you driving home from work right now? Are you sick of hearing how everybody else is working from home? Well, then you're going to love my minute of news next on KSL. Stay right here.